Oh, it's on already in here. It's Fun Friday. It's 8 till 9, and we want you to be a part of it. 1-300-736-736, our number, text 0433. Wait on Wispy, 98 11 16. Tim Watson is here, and it is with great pleasure and great expense to management that Jason Richardson has wandered in for an hour, if you don't mind. Are you for an hour?
You
said an hour.
Lovely to be with you two little nipsies over here.
Fun Friday it is.
Oh, fantastic.
How good is it?
Hey, hello everyone in the SEN land.
Great to have you. That. You're it's everywhere.
Like, it's like putting my foot into a nice well-worn moccasin hanging out with you two. That's how comfortable I am.
Like an ug
you
boot.
You look comfortable.
Like
too.
An ug boot. Now, some of the things you're going to talk about, we're going to get you to run your eye over the new TV football landscape, because there's been changes aplenty. We'll get you to have a look at that. We won't put it on you right now.
Right, thank you.
Just dropped it in front of you.
I thought I was talking about Flemington and the famous new launch of Pick 7.
That is what we're going to do
we'll
right now, in actual fact, because it's a huge weekend of racing. And can I say this? You came on to help us out last week on a Friday, because we had to do the extra 15 minutes.
Of course I did.
I'm not sure you'd done your form by that stage. Hey, I think you got to you way too early.
Hey. If you tip as your best bet of the day, Spanish Whisper, and it pays $8.60,
yes,
and there's only 9 races on the card, and if you had a dollar on every one of my bets...
1 out of 9 you got.
But the others were terrific as well. There were some unlucky ones.
Our listeners,
there were some great stories as well.
Our listeners are over the moon. You hear and you give us your best a little bit later.
Yeah, sure.
And it gives us value tips as well.
You want winners?
No, we want both. Though we want winners with value.
What about this before you do though? Racing.com is where we find you. As well as Channel Wispy, Channel 7. What's the Pick 7?
So what about this? We're launching it this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pick the winners of race 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
You're flat out getting one last week.
Shut up, Gareth. If you can pick all seven, you can win $200,000.
That's all you have to do.
And it's free to enter. It's free to enter. I will be giving you my selections.
Yes. We haven't picked seven winners over the whole spring carnival and into the autumn carnival. Now you're asking us to do it in one race meeting.
Let's never forget that I spent what seemed like 4 hours with you on Melbourne Cup morning.
And you're outstanding.
That's I grabbed you and gave you a little ruffle on your Jex head, G, and said, cross counter, he's going to win the Melbourne Cup.
You did.
Your little Jex head, buddy, got all fizzy and you're excited.
You were great. I was good back in the 94 final too, but that's a long time ago.
That's disappointing feedback.
But you can get involved.
We nicknamed you Sellies after that show. So
really?
Yeah, the filler. You go.
That's right. So that's what you've got to do. So you jump on racing.com website.
Yep.
Very easy. Pick7.racing.com.
Right.
Okay, jump on the website, and then there'll be a drop-down box for each one of the races. Pick 7. Only you'll have one selection per race. That's going to stuff up Dr. Turf.
Yeah.
So you can only have one horse in every race.
Yep.
And you can win $200,000.
That'll include the All-Star Mile.
Damn straight it will.
So give us your early thoughts on that before we go through your full card.
Have you noticed the top that I'm wearing at the moment?
What are you sponsored by Godolphin now?
Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum and I are tight.
We had James Cummings on the
show
last week.
Sheikh Mohammed personally sent me this Godolphin top and said, Elise is going to win the All-Star Mile. Because you know what she's got, Tim? She's got that turn of foot that you had as a footballer. When you're in congestion, you're able just to put on the afterburners and you put a meter on them straight away. That's what she's got, electrifying turn of foot. That wait for age is going to be the difference.
That's who Elise reminded me of when I was watching her run last time.
What, your good self?
It was like looking in a mirror, Gary.
So I think she can win. She's around $4. And Amphitrite is going to be the big improver, around $15. What I want from her, G, is to be ridden quiet.
She's my pick.
Cold or quiet?
No, quiet and cold.
Okay. Yeah.
So get out the back and just be...
She's got a withering sprint.
She does.
Withering.
If you hold her up.
Yeah, hold her up.
Don't let her get up near the speed, because then she can overdo it a little bit.
Right, okay.
And that deadens her sprint.
Can I ask you about the fact that Huey Bowman had to go back to Sydney, and that's, we hope everything's okay there.
And the good news is it?
It is it?
It's all good.
Good. Yep. So Corey Brown was the man who, and the ride on...
Avilius.
Who we backed, favourite.
Yeah.
He couldn't get in the queue quick enough halfway down the straight, didn't pass a horse.
Unbelievable.
And then she flattened out. Would that any jockey change have anything to do with that?
No, he rode. He rode him.
He was a peach.
An absolute peach. Went around one horse.
Yeah.
Trapped for fools. And I was like you. Ooh. I thought wins by five. And then I went, oh, maybe wins by three. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe just wins. Oh. Maybe it won't even run a place.
It flattened out, didn't it?
It hit the front, went past Trap for Fools, and it's as though, I don't know, I mean, it's run over 2,600 metres, so there's no trouble about the trip, 2,000 metres. Something happened, and they've gone over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Nothing?
Can't find anything.
Didn't.
Anyway.
Didn't
no,
the,
nothing wrong with Corey.
Not the thumb.
He was fantastic.
No, he rode beautifully. Hey, you're a Carlton man too.
Yes.
You're a big Carlton supporter. The Carlton Manifesto has been put out. Are you across all
yes,
that?
Yes, across the manifesto.
Have you bought into it?
Damn straight.
The Carlton way?
Yes, that's right.
What is it?
Tell our strategic plan?
What is the strategic plan?
Win lots of games and eventually be a powerhouse again.
Sustain on-field success.
Correct.
That wins us a premiership in AFL and AFLW, securing 100,000 members.
Mm-hmm.
How many
well,
you got
we've got
right
56,006.
Good. Attaining a 50,000 average crowd, that should be doable.
Yes. Well, we need all 56,000 to turn up.
Eliminating
they
debt.
Will. And then eliminate debt?
Yep.
Okay.
And implementing the most influential gender equality program in sport and finish the Icon Park Master Plan. As a Carlton supporter tick, and an tick, influential tick, one, tick, tick, does tick, that get you goosebumps?
Yes, that's great. My only concern about that is our recruit, Mitch McGovern, who I love. I love the look of Mitch.
Yeah.
Except at the launch, they revealed his new nickname, which concerned me somewhat.
Why is that?
Well, his nickname's Brackets.
Brackets.
That's right.
What are they calling Brackets?
I was a bit scared. Why do they call you Brackets? And he said, when I arrived, I was a little tubby, and because I'm wearing number 11, my jumper stretches a little bit, and it looked like Brackets instead of 11.
I don't mind that.
So that is a concern, that our recruit's nickname's Brackets, because he's a little tubby.
I reckon he's proud of his all paid for, though, because he posted a picture of himself hopping out of the pool when he first arrived at Carlton in his all paid for, and he was very proud of the fact that he had no defamation.
No,
and I meant to say that, by the way, because my old coach Kevin Sheedy said that once. Look at his defamation, boys. Have a look at his defamation.
So I'm concerned about Brackets, but then once he gets in good nick, mate, the Blues will be good. Yeah. Tell me, you're
right. No, I like them. I like them. I said it on Monday.
What's
I said,
a tick for us?
I said on Monday, of all the teams I've seen this preseason, the JLT series, I think as a team, they've improved the most. Now, whether that means that they're going to win, you know, 6 games or 8 games or 10 games, I don't know what it might be.
What's your gut feel, though?
My gut feel is that they'll win between 5 and 9.
Oh, gee, well, that's a really that's brave.
Oh, you take 9 all day long.
You take 9. Yeah.
We had 2
nine.
Last year.
Yeah, exactly.
You were saying between 5 and 9.
That's an improvement, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a big
how
gap.
How many games did you win last year?
2.
Okay, so that's more than double what you did last year. So that's
I'm
good improvement.
Saying what, I'm saying that you're
I don't
spreading...
Know what I don't know what you're saying this
I'm
morning.
I'm saying you're spreading your risk a little bit. It's like tipping 6 horses in a race.
Jason Richardson is here. He's racing.com. He's Channel 7. He's got the magnificent promo picks. You only got to pick 7 winners.
That's all you have to do, Gary, and you win 200 and how many?
$200,000. And if you say pick 6, you get a consolation of a little 20. It's free to enter.
Hey, I'll be having
it's free to enter.
And after you do your tips. Everyone will be jumping on. We're going to take a break. Melbourne Storm opened the NRL season last night. Did you catch any of it?
16 years in a row, Craig Bellamy, 16 years in a row, he's trained them to win the first round. Sorry, 16.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Have I emphasised that enough?
No, he's the Bart Cummings of the NRL, he is.
We're going to talk to Ryan Hinchcliffe after the
Melbourne
break.
How many Melbourne Cups did Bart train?
The former player who has then gone out now and been assistant coach. So he will tell us how they can keep coming up and winning. Richo.
Yes.
You are now a TV star.
Oh. Right? Really?
Believe it or not, you are. I saw you on the BBL. I saw you on the races. I've seen you
there.
I'm surprised. I've got the Channel 7 lineup. The kick, which is Tim, help us out here. The kick is what?
It's a program that's on before the Saturday night game.
Yeah, that's right. It's fun.
It leads into the Saturday night
that's
game.
Right. That's
it used to be Lingy and Richo and JB.
Right, that's right.
And now it is Nat Edwards, Campbell Brown, Matthew Richardson and Brian Cook.
No, Brian, Byron.
He did that to me.
Brian Cook.
Byron.
Who's he?
Byron is...
A Fox FM DJ.
Yeah, and also he works with us on Channel 7 Racing, does racing tracks.
What can we expect from the kick?
That sounds great, fun.
Right.
You'll get straight
Nat
down
Edwards
the barrel.
A fantastic performer.
Nat. is not only talented, cute as a button, and a great person.
Yep.
So you get all the great elements there. Campbell Brown, straight down the line. Right. Richo is just so lovely, isn't he?
And
he
he's a little bit quirky.
He is.
Yeah, a little bit quirky in the right sort of style.
And then you've got Byron.
That's a winner.
Mate, that's a superstar. Right,
that is a winning
that's a
team,
tick from you too. Yeah,
and then you add in Jackie Felgo.
Who is doing what?
Footy Central. So she'll be coming
replacing
Sammy McClure.
Out McClure in Felgo.
In Felgo.
Okay.
That's okay, so she'll be doing beep, 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 breaking news.
Game day with Hammer Time and Nat Edwards. Please.
Big tick.
So Nat Edwards is like a star on the rise.
Well, yeah,
she's got two shows.
You know where Nat Edwards started her whole career?
AFL.com.au.
No.
No.
Right here.
11:16.
Fantastic.
Well, Melbourne's home of Wispy and Gary.
All right, the footy show. The lineup seems to have been settled. Nearly Meadows is co-hosting with Limo, and then Favola, Crawford, and Dylan Alcott. What can we expect there?
Fantastic. They've picked the absolute eyes out of it. Got Crawf, who's just instrumental, as you know.
Love him.
Have a former host of this great show. So Nerilee Meadows has left Fox Footy.
I think she's going to do an Eddie, I read in the paper.
Yeah. Hang on.
Maybe do both.
Shush up.
There's a lot of both going on.
Is that possible now?
Nat Edwards is doing Seven and AFL.com.
Is that possible?
That
opens up all sorts of avenues, doesn't
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say that Nerilee Meadows, the combination of Nerilee Meadows and Limo, will be the best co-hosting combination the footy show has ever had.
That could very well be the case.
That seemed a little grenade that he rolled over to you, Jetsy.
No bite here, though. Just swim straight past.
The look said something else.
Front bar, well, they're the premiership team at the moment, given took the title last.
You know what they need to do?
What?
Don't change.
More of the same.
Don't go changing.
Right, so that's Maharaja, Pang and Malloy. So that's a given.
Mick's grown a beard, so there has been a minor change there.
This is the one that interests me the most.
Yes.
Talking footy. Luke Darcy.
Yep.
Wayne Carey, the two staples.
Oh, outstanding.
Watson back after a year out.
What happened?
And then I need to ask.
What happened, Skipper?
I was spelled.
Did you get the tap?
I was warehouse for a year.
They say to you, listen,
I've
got a big job for you. Brackets in you go.
Is Brian Taylor a part of this? This is what I would like to know.
Richo?
No, I'm asking you.
Segment was going through Richo.
Well, when it's your show, I'll probably go to the man that's on it.
Yeah.
So what's Brian's role?
Brian, I don't know exactly what Brian's role will be yet.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
Is Brian on the show or not?
I don't know.
Brian's off the show. Brian is off talking footy.
That is breaking news.
How's he gone?
What
has
he
gone
wrong?
Down with Brian?
I don't know that he's not. I think he's just so busy. Brian's got an international.
Oh, so he's gone. Brian's
just got back from overseas. He's been on tour.
Hang on. Have you broken the news to Brian?
Oh, boy.
No, well, Brian is well aware of what's going on at the moment.
So hang on. If we just look at like for like, Taylor out. You've actually replaced Taylor.
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Awkward.
This is now awkward.
Awkward.
It's Watson in, Taylor out.
To put this into perspective, okay, Brian's now got a national-based program.
Yep.
He's got another program that is airing on a Sunday afternoon, a weekend-type program, a magazine-style program with Jackie Revolt and Jane Bunn.
Right.
So whether or not he can fit this into his very heavy schedule.
Answer me this.
He's got a magazine. He got a magazine show and you don't?
You've got to go to Nathan Brown, but answer me this. Is Brian happy to go off talking footy?
I think so.
Oh, no. It's Ryan Hinchcliffe, who we've known so well in terms of the on-field stuff of the Storm. It would have been strange for him last night to be sitting on the sidelines, but the result was the same. 16 years in a row, they've won the season opener. Ryan, that's as you were, magnificent start for the Storm.
Morning, fellas. Yes, it was. It was sort of something that, you know, Craig's started to hang his hat on a little bit, these round ones, and it was something we spoke about in our preparation. Now we wanted to continue it, and you know, the boys went out and, you know, they put in a really good performance last night. It was a really high quality game of footy for a round one game, and there'll be some sore boys around this morning, that's for sure.
Jerome Hughes in the number one Guernsey with Billy on the sidelines commentating. You would have done him proud.
He did. He played really, really well, Jerome. He's a tough little bugger. He's a real competitor, and he's got a real good awareness around the footy, and obviously having Billy help him out week by week is going to be really beneficial for him going forward. But he had a really good game last night.
What is it about Storm and round one games, Ryan? I mean, 16 in a row, that's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, I don't know how it sort of happened. One thing I do know, that Craig Bellamy coach sides are very well prepared. You know, they have a really tough pre-season. You know, we train really, really hard. And so by the time round one comes around, the boys are ready to go. Their bodies are coming good from the pre-season. And it's sort of, I don't know, it happened out of, yeah, I don't know, just the way it sort of evolved. And but it is, certainly is a great record. And I think Craig will be pretty keen to continue it on whilst he's coaching.
Do you think the Broncos are going to be one of the teams to beat this season, Ryan?
They're a good side, yeah. If you have a look across their team, their forward pack is, they're young, but they're super, super talented. And, with Anthony Seibold up there, they're going to be a good side. Now, they'll get better and better this year. And, in the future, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure.
And what about the old fella? Cam Smith in his 28th season, age 57, just got the job done again.
Oh, man, I think he was about 50-odd tackles last night too, Cameron. So he just keeps rolling on. He's come back in sort of mid-January, and he's just hit the ground running straight away. You know, he's such a good leader for the group, and, he just gets his work done at such a high, high quality, and he really steers the boys around with his leadership on field. So, we're very lucky to have him, that's for sure.
And our favourite player here, Cookie Munster. How did he go last night?
Yeah, Cookie Munster. He played really well. He likes eating plenty of cookies too. He played really well. He had a hand in a few tries, and when the game was in the balance there, he laid on a couple of nice tries. So he's going really well, the Cookie Munster.
And Ryan, a theme that's so strong in this studio at the moment is culture. Gary leads from the top. It's a wonderful culture to be part of. And everyone at the Melbourne Storm and everyone from outside the Melbourne Storm idolises your culture. Can you put it into words?
I think it's hard to put culture into words, isn't it? It's more about action than people, really, at the end of the day. You get the right people, and they're all doing the right actions day in, day out, consistently, all the time, not just sometimes, here and there, all the time. And it really helps having good leaders. I think culture without good leaders is you're not a chance. And we're very lucky at our club with Craig and Frank Panisi, our football manager, and obviously Craig Bentley, our head coach. They set the standard, and then the senior players we had over the years, they all set the standard, and the rest of the boys just follow. So
it's going to be great.
It starts from the top, and it's about actions. That's all I could say about it.
It's going to be another great year for Storm, Ryan. We really appreciate you hopping on this morning. Great win last night. Well done.
Cheers, fellas. Thank you very much.
Jason Richards is in the studio with us. It's a great joy. I hope you get your form guides out, because my son, who went last week you're like a god to him.
Really?
Yeah, except for last Saturday. Race 8 come round, he was skint.
Well, we broke even. Hey, Gary, yes. Culture. Good leaders, action not words, set the standard.
You give me winners and I'll shut up, as Brass once said to Jared Healy.
That's what we do.
Yes.
And some feedback for you too, Gary. Really? Some people out there want to know who Christy Brinkley and Elle McPherson is, because apparently...
I went with an older style model rather than the new one.
They were models of the day, weren't
Christy
they?
Christy Brinkley and
back
Elle
in
McPherson.
The 70s and the 80s.
No, not 70s. No. Back when G used to make his way through... Gary, Tim, you may not realise this, but... Jack's head back in the day, when he used to arrive at the Underground.
Oh, Underground.
Seriously. Underground. I can remember being a youngster looking up to him, idolising him.
You'd have been 12.
He used to wander through the Underground and...
With handlers?
No. Mate, he had a couple on either side and they'd just part the way. And that was back in the Christy Brinkley and Elle McPherson days.
Exactly. Well, those days are
long over, they are.
He used to have a 3 o'clock club and just said, listen, if I'm going no good, just hang around there, I'll just pick you up like a butterfly net.
You want to come back? Jason Richardson, we're going to get to it. I've got the form guide out. My pen ready.
Okay. Is this because we're doing a pick seven? Don't forget pick seven.
Yeah, we'll give you that another run seven. In a minute. The caller of the year, by the way, could win a Toyota Hilux SR5, Richo. Great finance offer on 2018 model RAV4. You can search Toyota Value. This week's nomination will be announced before the end of the show. We want to thank Ryan Hinchcliffe, who jumped on it short. short notice to tell us about the Storm. And you can jump on board the Storm, 1300 786 767, or make it easy, visit membership.melbournestorm.com.au. I want to clear a few commitments, Timothy. Oh, okay. I want to get it out of the road to give you plenty of air time to redeem yourself after what was
an okay performance
last week, but I know you're going to go big.
Right, okay. Sure.
Jason Richardson, the expert, Flemington, big race day, Grand All-Star Mile Day.
Have you cleared the commitments, or are we ready to launch?
Ad break.
All right.
Then you.
All right.
Next. 5 for 30 is for Melbourne's cheapest vans and utes. It's tradies heaven. Today, it's going to be hopefully 9 for 30. Nine winners from Jason Richardson as we look at Flemington. I just want some feedback to read
out. Sure. Okay.
This is the AFL video, by the way. If you haven't seen it, 7 minutes of spine-tingling footage. There you go. So you can get on afl.com.au. That's from last night's season's launch, but I digress. Big Joe's a must every morning. Like every good premiership team, Gary and Tim should sacrifice some sheets to fit Richo in.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely wonderful to hear Jason back on SEN. I couldn't give a stuff about racing, but I could listen to him all day. Oh. That's from a Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
Richo, I love your work. Last Sunday's tips were horrendous.
Good chat.
Whose idea was it to have Jason Richardson on? The guy's an absolute tool. All he does is laugh at himself. I just had to even it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Overwhelmingly positive.
You know, we take all types of feedback.
I know. I love racing. I love it. And I'm getting more and more into it. So Flemington All-Star Mile, that is a big, big race. We had Ollie in yesterday.
Fantastic.
He's riding Grunt. He said, don't discard it.
Oh, gee, it was disappointing.
Likes Flemington,
up.
He said.
I know that, but it was that Flemington first up over 1,400 metres and he was plain. And you know the other thing that concerned me about him? He's still a stallion. Mm. He's been purchased by Yulong. And just in the straight, he had his head up as though he was admiring...
Having a look around.
That's my concern
like
with
you
him.
In your earlier days at the Metro. Okay, here we go. Race one,
looking
Flemington. Now, you've got the Godolphin shirt on,
yes,
but you're a bit infatuated with the Yulongs.
I know I have, but I've decided to see other people. Yulong let me down last week. Hey, now, this race number one, Clarice is going to be the short price favourite. Now, we don't back her. No. We back the Flemington Specialist, who's got a magnificent big round Chaminda, and that is just highfalutin. Chaminda is, of course, the great Sri Lankan fast bowler, Chaminda Vass.
A big bottom.
She's just highfalutin. What she'll do is, Gaz, and this is what you love about this girl.
Yeah, listen.
She's great at Flemington. She'll sit back.
Yep.
She might be last. Hold on. Big deep breaths 400 metres out, because then she'll come whooshka.
Well, go past Clarice.
She'll go past.
Okay, so race one, number five. We'll put these up on our Twitter page as well, so you'll know. And you're probably going to have to be a bit tighter, because we're off at nine.
Race two. Good feedback. Jumbo Ozaki, horse number seven, is the favourite. Race number two, back it. But maybe have a saver on number four, Crystal Eyes, at $17. Nice filly.
You won't believe how many people at... This will define their weekend, what you're saying right now.
Oh, sorry.
Gamble responsibly, by the way.
Sure.
Race three.
Now you're telling me to be a bit more serious.
No.
Horse named after you, Gareth, and that is number two, Talented. Peter and Paul Snowden, Luke Curry, ran second to Microphone last start.
Good.
And Microphone went up to Sydney, Frank the Form. So I'm going with Talented. First leg of the pick seven.
Ooh.
Go with Talented. If you don't like what I'm saying there, maybe Charlize. Horse number seven.
The pick seven, can you enter as many times as you like?
No.
Only once.
Pick it once, mate.
Righto, okay.
Pick it once.
Race for the Furphy Ale Trophy.
I'm with assertive play here. Horse number five, a horse that was fantastic first up last preparation. Unlucky. Philip Stokes, Johnny Allen, $5.50. Race four.
Four.
Number four.
You said five.
Did I?
Yes.
Just sort of the throw-off, just in case the five wins, then I could claim that.
I tell you
that.
What, to tell me with the Hawks stable is number five, so yep. I think you're covering your backside.
No,
anyway,
not at all.
Are you writing these down, Wisp?
Yes, I am.
Race four, number four.
Ever missed it.
Race five?
Race five is impossible.
Okay. Don't have a bet?
No, have a bet. Of course, they've gone all the trouble of putting it on. Go race five, number five, in Humboldt Current. Building its form, unlucky last start, 2,000 metres, huge tick, former European, Chris Waller and Huey Bowman, $8.50.
That's a text from Tom Lyon. He says, does he look like he's on today?
Oh, yeah,
he looks like he's on today.
Is this Tommy Lyon?
Yes, race six.
I respect him a little more than the old man, I can assure you.
Race six.
Hey, Main Stage is the horse I'm interested in here. Number five. Trent Bussett and Nat Young, Craig Williams, $7, was going to be in the All-Star Mile, got balloted out of the All-Star Mile, main stage, third run for the preparation, ready to run really well. This is so tough, this race meeting.
Race seven, we're going for the pick seven. At this stage, you've got four winners in a row, you're thinking 200,000.
You're thinking things are good. You're telling me there's a chance. And then there's two horses I'm keen on here. You make up your mind. Zebulon, really unlucky last start, building up to its form profile perfectly. Number 13. And also number 12, Kept Fresh, Manalo Blahnik, named after a very expensive shoe.
It's a bit
Schgappe.
It's a bit Doc Turfish, though.
Oh, God, giving you two horses. They're both at buddy $6 or $8.
We only want one.
Well,
if
I'm allowing... I'm allowing the audience to make the decision.
Righto. This is the big one.
Here we go.
$5 million All-Star Mile. Are you a fan of this race and the way it's gone about?
Well, you know what? 140,000 people voted, which are, a lot of them are new to racing. And the perfect example is the guy called Aaron, I forget his surname. He's the ambassador. He's got a chance of winning $250,000. He's the ambassador for Elise. And I said to him, how good is you got the Godolphin horse Elise? And he said, what is a Godolphin? So he knows nothing about racing. That is the beauty of this concept. He's now a new racing person.
You're doing some of your sharpest stuff.
Give us Aaron a winner. Campbell, give us a winner.
I've told you Elise. Yeah. Okay. I've got Elise number
very
11.
Sure, very sure. There's no value in Elise, though.
Well, Amphitrite's the value.
That's
okay.
That's the one who'll be sitting
now
back.
Now you're talking.
Butchka down the outside. Hey, La Romaine will come into the race, too. I'm hearing that there could be one or maybe even two scratchings due to vets.
Really?
So
what are you hearing?
I'm hearing there's a couple of horses who are a little ginger.
What, a bit Joe Danaher-ish?
A little Joe Danaher got vetted yesterday. There's a question mark over a few of them. One or maybe two might come out, and therefore La Romaine and Trap for Fools would go in.
Okay. That'd be great for the race, though, wouldn't it, if that was to happen?
Well, La Romaine is outstanding. Mm. Multiple Group 1 winner, and Trap for Fools won the McKinnon.
And the last, at this stage, you've got six winners.
Could you imagine?
You're twitching.
Could you imagine? The sphincter would be a smidgen on the tight side. I'm mastering, but I know it's the favourite, so that, you know.
Oh, let me give you something, because Damien Oliver here yesterday in Yat Seat, we said, what is your very, very best?
And he said?
Mastering.
Yeah, because it's been Kept Fresh.
There you go.
Gee.
That's
Kept Fresh, so he, you know, I like him back also treated as a sprinter. If there's a danger, it might be number 9, Spirit of a quarter. But I'm with Mastering.
They are all there.
Okay.
We're going to put them up on our web.
Just give me the Silence of the Lambs tip again, please.
That was Clarice.
Dave from Pakenham has joined us. G'day, Dave.
Is that with a nice Chianti?
How you going?
Good, Davey. What do you got?
Just got a question for Richo about the weight for age scale for in regards to Winx lately.
Yes.
She's had 31 starts in a row, 31 wins, and she's never carried the number one saddle cloth.
Yep.
You know, it just seems unfair. She's running against, I think last start she ran against 5 stable mates, and she really only had to beat Happy Clapper to win a Group 1.
Yep.
To protect the status of these races, should there be a bit of a change to the weight for age scale? Maybe if a mare has won 5 or 6 Group 1s at weight for age against the males, they forego their advantage or something like that.
It is a great question, because the question is there femininity in a racehorse? At the moment, what happens is the mares get a 2 kilo allowance because they're the fairer sex.
That's right. Is that fair?
Well, when you consider that we've had Winx before her
Caviar.
Black Caviar, before her Mackay B. Diva, before her Sunline.
Those
all best horses in the
kilos.
Last 30 years have all been mares and are all getting a weight allowance, who are getting an advantage.
That is.
You make up your own conclusions.
Well, I can't get my head around that. Stay right there. SM Breakfast from Melbourne Airport Party. We're going to get you to do a little bit of Kane Corns' show, because he's not here. Sam McClure is in to fill in. Warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes at Melbourne Airport Parking. In our terminal parking, $12 in Goddings, or your Kubota Excavator 5-star service deal. That was 9 for $30 for Melbourne's cheapest vans and utes. New store opening March 22nd. It's Tradies Heaven. Should Winx take on the Autumn Sun? Jason Richardson, the man who the love for him here is just off the charts, will tell us next. My favourite fun Friday today. We've had Dave Coulthard, Larry Kesselman and Jason Richardson, who's still with us. Richo, they want your best from the Valley tonight too. Before we get his...
Declaration of heart.
Jason Richardson's answer to the question, should Winx take on the Autumn Sun? Jack from Newport. Wispy, what's he done?
Jack from Newport called in on Wednesday. He likened the new 50-metre rule interpretation. relation to an episode of Faulty Towers. Now, Jack, the good news for you in Newport is that you go in the running to win a brand new Toyota Hilux SR5. And if you are caller of the year, Gary, that is exactly what you're going to win, all thanks to Toyota.
Magnificent. We thank them for their great support. Kane Corn's out.
And?
He does the 9 till 12 on a Friday.
Well, he's irreplaceable. Irreplaceable.
No, he's not. He's not really.
Well, they got somebody to replace him.
When you got a big kahuna to come in.
Are you
Who
staying?
Would that be?
You're not staying?
Gary, we don't have to stay until 12 o'clock today, do we?
No.
Tell me we don't have to stay until 12 o'clock.
Because one of our original SEN Breakfast members, old Ginger Nuts. Is
no, oh, no. You can't say that.
That's the name of the horse.
You can't
that's
say
the name
that.
Of the
nine
horse
till 12 with Ginger Nuts. Thanks, guys.
Hey,
it is Faulty Towers, that Royce. It's the worst rule in the AFL since the deliberate out of bounds rule.
Which one?
The 50-metre.
Which is the worst part of it?
It's farcical. It looks silly. We don't need it.
Don't give the 50 away.
No, but I think that you are.
Oh, you've come in to tell me I'm missing the point.
No. I didn't say that.
Stand by.
This is strong.
This is strong.
No, we can talk about it another time.
No, what's your problem with it?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Well, you're saying that the players need to understand it. They only need to understand it, Gaz, after the AFL decided to bring in another meaningless rule.
Yeah, but it's incumbent upon you as a player to understand the rules, Sam.
Isn't it not incumbent upon AFL to create proper rules that make sense.
Okay, hang on.
If you don't like the rule, you don't have to know it.
I'm saying the players do have to know it. That's the arrogance of youth.
That's so true.
Isn't it, Jason?
That is wonderful.
You mightn't like the rule, but you've got to understand
that's
it.
That's right,
have
surely.
Have you read the captain surveys?
No.
From this morning?
They
give their predictions.
What is it?
Only two have picked the West Coast Eagles to play off in the grand final?
To play off. Well, back-to-back's hard.
I know, but to play off, you'd think that they'd be more
than two. Well, the Tigers would too, wouldn't you? You would have right up until prelim final day thought the Tigers would.
Five clubs have been left out of making the eight, so
Not at all.
One of those is the Western Bulldogs. Not one captain in the league think the Bulldogs will play off in the eight.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Do you think they'll make the eight? Just yes or no.
No, I don't.
Tim, do you think they'll make the eight?
No.
Gary, do you think they'll make the eight?
I'm not sure I want you in. Tim's checked out. He's ready for Glenn Media.
Gary,
I walked in and he checked
40
out.
Minutes.
Do you think they'll make the eight?
No, I do
so
not.
The captain's got it right, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sort of
what else
my
has
point,
come up
it?
In that survey? Don't shoot all your good stuff now. You've got 3 hours to go.
Trust me, I know.
Tips from Mooney Valley.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
He's
go
got
ahead.
His best coming up. You'll be here from 9 o'clock.
Yes.
That'll be magnificent.
Dan Ricardo coming up on the show.
You've spoken
as well.
To Dan Ricardo.
Yes.
Wowee. Good work. Nice to see you, Sammy.
Thanks, boys.
And
good
Hickey
luck.
On Channel 9, too, speaking of TV shows that we've done. Get back on that microphone, please. We've just gone through Channel 7 and Channel 9's TV lineup. There's a new show on Channel 9 on after Footy Classified.
I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about this yet.
Are you? I'm breaking the story.
Yeah. Okay. Right. He's broken Joe Danaher's story.
Yes.
He can break your TV news. Show
yeah.
on the dot.
Yeah, I think there'll be a new show coming up on Channel 9.
You're starting to panic now.
Well, I don't know whether I'm allowed to talk about it. So you can deal with the boss if we're not.
Are you on the show?
Posting the damn thing.
Who else will be on? Yeah, I know that. But who else will be on the show?
There'll be some current day players rotating.
All right, that's enough.
Any names?
Because there will be an announcement coming up.
How have you left us, mate? What did we do?
We'll leave that for another time, I think, Richo.
Talking about sensitive topics, I can remember a young man with just a whole lot of pep in his step being part of a group that paid over $1 million for Maccabi Diva's first offspring.
100%. That was me.
That was Gary Lyon.
I know.
And won well at Geelong.
Name was Rockstardom, and it seriously, the ambulance driver had to apply the foot on the brake many times to make sure it didn't go past. The reason of that story is she's finally produced a good one.
Has she?
Gary, and it runs tonight.
Really?
Race 5, number 10, Diva Nation.
Is that right?
You were 10 progeny too early.
Not only did it...
You were ahead of your time.
He was close.
Not only in the build-up to its first run, we were told it had the biggest heart of any horse ever. So we thought it was going to win 5 Melbourne Cups.
Yeah.
Winx, Autumn Sun, should they go head-to-head?
Well, should they? For racing, it'd be fantastic. The result would be Winx.
Right.
If I owned... the Autumn Sun. Keep in mind, at the moment, if they retired him today, he would go to stud. He'd serve 200 mares at about $60,000 to $80,000. It's $12 to $16 million dollars he would earn per year for 3 years before you can work out whether his sons and daughters are any good.
And this is a... Look, I'm not being, you know, smutty. Do they serve in the traditional way, the stallion such as the Autumn Sun?
Well, there's no music, Gary, if that's what you mean.
Not the
whining
and dining, but I mean in the traditional, as in nature.
In nature. Right. And they do it 4 times a day. They get up for a morning session... They get up, seriously, for a lunchtime session. They have an afternoon and then at night.
Good work.
Now,
if you can
I did.
Who has been the Wilt Chamberlain of the horse?
As in the most... Well, Zabil was magnificent.
Redoute's choice.
Redoute's, who is the father of the Autumn Sun, was magnificent at it. Then you go down to, say, a horse like Strategic, who lost the... Lost his libido late. He had a little fetish for the grey horses. Remember I told you that story?
Didn't they used to put up a picture of a grey horse? I was listening.
They paraded one in the top paddock. That's right. That's
through the window, didn't they?
It's true.
That is, on that note,
it's 100%
wrap
true.
Up Fun Friday on a morning that we found out that Joe Danaher has strained a calf. He's going to be out for 5 to 6 weeks, which is terrible news for he and the Essendon Footy Club. Richo, from the bottom of my heart, the feedback says it all. We love you and we want you back.
Thank you. Pick7.racing.com. Jump
on the
website.
The valley. Just give us your best of the valley.
Yes, well, I think that Diva Nation can win. Have it all up into kimono and then have it on to Declaration of Heart.
Sam McClure's next.